Hello, my friends. My name is Mike Mayer, and I'm going to be your breathwork coach and podcast host. And welcome to the Breathcast. This episode is with Ben Holt. He is a breath master on the Breath Source app, one of my colleagues, and he works with the breath to help people with trauma. He also does a lot of things with music. He also works in plant medicines and just an all-round interesting dude. So you're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. Now, as I just hinted at, there is an app that I am now part of. I'm so proud to let you know about the Breath Source. The link is down below. You can click that link now. You can sign up free onto that app, and it is chock full of breathwork. It is a breathwork buffet of goodness for you here. There is so much good breathwork on there. Different breathwork instructors, different flavors, different modalities, different perspectives. Different people teaching live classes, retreats. This app is packed. We have different affiliates to links like AeroFit and BrainTap and all these wonderful gadgets that we've tested that we know are good before we pass them on to you. And so it took me about 6 years to get involved in the app space, and I'm so glad that I waited, because this is it. This is the app that is going to change the world. It's making breath work this thing that is accessible. And on this tiny little app that you'll press a button on is the whole world of breathing. So join me on the Breath Source app. My podcast is going to be on there as well. All these different breath masters, which I'm interviewing now in this series, are going to be in there as well. And who knows, you might come for me and you might fall in love with a different breathwork instructor, don't you dare. But there's all these different breathwork instructors with all their own different perspectives. And so it's really powerful. It's a really good way to learn different breathing techniques. And it's the first time I think that collectively breathwork instructors have come together to share, because there's almost, I thought initially in the day, a lot of competition, and actually we're stronger together. And the more that we work together and bounce ideas off each other, all of our collective breathwork practices improve, which means you get a better breathwork experience and you get to understand all the different breathing techniques. I have learned so much from these breath masters about different things I had no idea about. So join me on the Breath Source app. And now let me introduce you to Mr. Ben Holt, one of the breath masters on the app. Thank you. Cool. So the record button has been hit. Mr. Ben Holt, thank you for coming on the podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much for having me, Michael. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, brother.
Yeah, cool. Everyone keeps calling me Michael in the US that I'm talking to at Breath Space Minute, which I like, by the way. It's over here, it's Michael Mickey. So I'm enjoying the Michael thing. So we are, in theory, well, in practice as well, colleagues, I guess, now of some form on this very cool thing called Breath Space, which we're going to probably weave into this conversation, I'm sure. But I want to talk about you, really, if that's all right, mate, and get stuck into a bit about what you're up to and what you do, because I've seen some of your videos, some stuff with guitars and some I think some beatboxing maybe going on, so I'm interested in picking your brains on that. I can't do that, and I won't do that. Ben, what drew you to breath work?
Yeah, so it's a long story, of course, but I would say the world of healing, growth, spiritual evolution, if you will, and expansion is one that has many twists and turns, right? And many branches in that tree. And breathwork for me was a very instrumental, very important, very timely branch. And I found that breathwork was just the modality that was the most practical, most efficient, most reliable in terms of creating empowerment as well as transformational experience. And to back up just a little bit, my initiation into this world of healing, growth, expansion was with plant medicine. Mm-hmm. And I personally had an experience, you know, I had done breath work before and meditation and a few different things. I had dabbled, but I wasn't fully immersed into the world as I am now. And from my experience, I had this absolutely life-changing experience with plant medicine. And it led me to just realizing how powerful and how useful it was for the world at that time. And this was about 4 years ago. And I had worked with plant medicine before, but there was a certain experience that I had that really changed everything for me. So destiny kind of kicked in and led me to learning how to work with this particular medicine and facilitate it, and which led me down this path of kind of just being giving away this medicine, being a missionary of sorts of just love and unity, and spreading that message as much as I could. And eventually I realized that, you know, if I'm going to do this with my life, if I'm going to devote my life to this, there has to be more to it than just, you know, having this medicine, giving it away, even facilitating it for money. That there needed to be more. And I realized very quickly that there was a lack in the plant medicine community, a lack of preparation and integration and holistic approach to the experience itself, needs experiences, which many people have discovered now. At the time, it was kind of I didn't see anybody really talking much about it, the integration, the preparation piece. This was years ago. And so I was a traveler. I was a bit of a nomad. On a whim, I left Mexico, where the whole plant medicine scene was, and I went to Asia, went to Bali and India, Nepal, and Thailand to study different healing modalities outside of the realm of plant medicine, being breathwork, Qigong, yoga, meditation, sound healing. And my intention was to create a container that facilitated all of these modalities together and really created this beautiful, almost, we'll just call it a container, this beautiful container for the plant medicine to sit within. Mm. So we use the breath work, the meditation, the yoga to prepare everyone, the connection, the workshops, to prepare everyone for this life-changing experience. And then on the tail end of that, we utilize the modalities again to really relax back into the body after we've had this really astral, you know, projectile experience. And that was then. This is now. And now I've seen that, excuse me, I've seen that plant medicine is amazing. It's wonderful. Psychedelics are amazing. They're incredible for mental health. They're incredible for realizing one's true nature, bettering our relationships, bettering our health and wellness, relationships with ourselves and our family and friends. But they're not necessarily necessary, right? As they seem to be at that time. So this has led me to really looking for the thing that, to back up a little bit, I realized this. I realized that plant medicine wasn't sustainable, right? We had to utilize sources that were outside of ourselves. You know, whether the medicine is from an animal or from a plant, those are finite resources. And we don't want to, you know, as the typical Western model is to just use a finite resource until it's absolutely gone, right? And yeah, we just bring it to extinction. So I realized that that was a potential, which led me to looking for a modality that could take its place. This big, expansive, cathartic, empowering, just absolutely non-ordinary state experience, where would that come from? And as I was in Asia, I discovered that breathwork was the best thing for that. And this, rewinding to the part where I was talking about psychedelics aren't necessary, this discovery that breathwork was so, especially deep dive breathwork, holotropic, shamanic, sonic, neural, was so impactful and so expansive, it led me to this realization that psychedelics aren't necessary. Our plant medicine isn't necessary, which is an incredible, plant medicine is incredible. Again, I have to say that over and over again, that I really deeply believe in plant medicine and psychedelics for mental health. But with that being said, the breath work proved to create, if not the same, a very similar experience. And I've had people, we've got many, many people through breath work, sonic neural breath work, which is the deep dive style of breath work. Many people term, the new term is somatic, right? My brother, Steven Jaggers, created somatic release breath work. And now somatic breath work is pretty much taking the place of transformational breathwork as a term to describe cyclical breathing for a long period of time that brings you into a non-ordinary state.
Hey guys, real quick, if you're enjoying this conversation so far, maybe you want to click on the link below and come and join us on the Breath Source. The link is down below. You can get started on Apple and Android. All the links are down there. Click one link, get started. You might notice that at some points in these conversations, I refer to it as the breath space. ignore that. We were playing with different names last year. I'm so glad we landed on the Breath Source. So the Breath Source link is down below. I will see you on it. Back on with the conversation. Cheers.
I would say. Mm-hmm. We brought many people through that experience. And as they've gone through that experience, the things that they're telling us after the experience is just incredible, right? That they're reconnecting with past family members who have passed away, that they're having contact with extraterrestrial beings, that they're, you know, teleporting to Egypt and having communication with Ra and Thoth and all these ascended masters. And it's really fascinating to see that you can achieve that just with your breath, right? Or on the other side, in terms of healing, people who come in with serious injuries, such as like a knee replacement or a serious shoulder surgery. These are two real examples. And they come in, they're in pain, they're having to take tons of pain medicine every day. They come in with no pain medicine, and then they leave completely pain-free for up to 14 days, right? So incredible, you know, these miraculous healing experiences people are having. Once I saw that, I realized that this is the modality that I'm going to devote my most time and energy to, because one, it's right here. It's never going anywhere. You know, we do it all day, every day. And with the simple manipulation of our breath in a certain way, we can access the healer within. We can access non-ordinary states of consciousness, trance states that allow us to really get a third person bird's eye view perspective of our life, right? Our relationships, our health habits, everything. And it's deeply empowering and embodying in this way, because it's right there and available to us all the time, which you know all too well.
It's always lovely to hear other breath instructors and masters talk about it, though, because I always pick up something great from each one. There's so many bits that I want to kind of delve into you with, but can you just go back to that somatic a bit? Because again, I'm hearing that, I've heard of soma breath, I've done some soma breath, I've spoken to the chap in charge of that, but what is somatic, and can you just break that down a bit more? Because you're right, I am hearing that term a lot more.
Yeah, so and then this is fun, because if you notice in the collective consciousness, or like the collective of facilitators, healers, people that are going on the spiritual path, different words will become hot, right? Different words will be, and then they become almost trigger words, because nobody wants to hear them anymore. they've been said too much.
Yeah.
Such as embodiment, integration, right? Yeah. Ayahuasca, you know, these words that it's like, oh, of course you're talking about that. And then one has become somatic, right? And all these words are extremely important, and that's why they're hot words, right? They have so much, they're fundamentally essential for us to understand and to integrate, right, into our lives. Somatic is connecting with the body, right? It's all about bodily processing. And of course, we carry emotions, we carry energy, pent up energy inside of our body, inside of our nervous system, right? It's not outside of us, it's inside of us. Mm-hmm. And the somatic release breathwork that my brother Jaggers, Stephen Jaggers, has created. And I, you know, I'm going to do my best to explain this very briefly. If we want to dive deeper into that, follow Somatic Breathwork or Somatic Release on Instagram. They have a ton of followers and they do a lot of lives explaining all this information. But it's a process of releasing energy from the nervous system. So during their breathwork practice, which I've done, it has verbal commands and verbal cues telling you these beautiful affirmations, as well as now it's time to let go. And then you, and you release. As we know, the two best ways to release energy is through the voice and through movement. Mm-hmm. So through this kind of cathartic movement, and through, through toning, crying, laughing, screaming, singing, you name it, right? Mm-hmm. For me, and that's, I really deeply believe that somatic release breathwork had, and to see what my brother Jaggers has done with this is incredible, but it's become so big that people are now calling transformational breathwork somatic breathwork.
Gotcha.
But shamanic breathwork, holotropic breathwork, transformational breathwork, somatic release breathwork, sonic neural breathwork, they're all different versions of the same thing.
Mm.
Right? Deep cyclical diaphragmatic breathing for an extended amount of time until you go into a trance state. And from that trance state, the body begins to heal itself. So in sonic neural breathwork, which is the breathwork that I've created, it's the utilization of music, right? That is your spaceship that takes you from here to there and back down, as well as simple, very simple space holding, right? Being responsible, being able to respond to your client however you need, but allowing for them to have their experience, right? Encouraging them as they go, but not, you know, not giving them verbal commands, right? It's more so you are the healer. The healer is within. You're going to go into trance state. It's beautiful, right? It's an amazing experience. You're going to love it. And you're going to do breath work until the breath starts to breathe you, and then it's breath play, right? And then enjoy your journey. And that's, I find that that's really all people need.
Yeah,
it's more simple than I'm going to tell you to do this and then that and then, you know, with all this guidance. And so that's been my experience.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah, and thank you for jumping into somatic there. I appreciate that's another modality. So can we just back up on you a bit? Because this is what's really, so you were doing the plant medicines and then went traveling and kind of found all the different other modalities. What brought you there? What was your background before that? Were you a musician before? Were you out of college? What kind of got you, what made that chap, that younger chap, go traveling and do plant medicines?
Yeah, so I've been a musician pretty much my whole life, but I would say music's always been an integral part of my life and everything that I've done. It intertwines with all of this work, and this work intertwines with it, right? My music sets and the music I'm creating now, I'm actually releasing an album in December, but the live set is a ceremony, right? Mm. It's a ceremony of dance and of connection of breath, and it's all integrated together. So we're really excited about that. But I was in sales before, and then I created an online business. I graduated from college, went to sales, created an online business, was traveling for fun for about a year, just traveling around, doing whatever I wanted. And I still hadn't found fulfillment, right? I had freedom of time, money. I could see and be with whoever I wanted romantically. It was really... It was not whoever I wanted, but it was a really beautiful expression of freedom, right? Mm-hmm. And I had achieved freedom of many forms. And I realized that I still wasn't fulfilled, right? There was no deep soul fulfillment because I hadn't found my purpose. I wasn't living my dharma, as we would say, in Vedic philosophy. So I remember my buddy recommended that I went and tried Bufo in New York City. And I said, what's Bufo? I've never been in New York City. Let's go. I'll go this weekend, right? And so this was years ago before everyone knew what Bufo was, and it had been this instrumental instrument in totally changing the consciousness on the planet, and especially in the West. So I went. I had the experience. It was awesome. I thought that that's all there was to it. It was incredible, like unbelievable experience, of course. Anybody who's done 5-MeO-DMT knows what I'm talking about. And then 5 days later, as I was just relaxing and integrating, before we knew what integration was, in Austin, Texas, I had this really profound life-changing experience where I felt this shock of electricity through my body. And then my body was in this ecstatic bliss. And I had this very strange, like supersonic kind of hearing ability. And I had a feather and a banana with me. And I remember just being the feather, and the feather was me. And, you know, I talk about this stuff, right? In retreats, I say, you know, we are one another. But to talk about it is just, we're just subconsciously trying to remind ourselves. Because when the experience comes around where you actually are the feather, and the feather is actually you, and you experience that in every cell of your body, it's indescribable. And if nobody's experienced that, it's unfathomable, right? So that experience happened for me, and it led to me just deleting all of my bios, like getting rid of all of my identity, absolutely stripping myself naked and bare, and restarting my entire life as a new human being, someone who was completely born again, curious, open, loving, and free. And I remember, don't say, you know, don't consider me a filmmaker, don't consider me a musician, I'm just me. And that was perfect. Right. And so over a month, I realized that, hey, I probably should, you know, integrate this and bring and hone this in instead of just being this airy fairy free guy, you know, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I knew it wasn't my destiny to do that. I knew it was my destiny to I had found my destiny, and it was to bring this all together and to share it with people, right? And so that's what really created that transition. I've told this story many times, but it is the moment where the switch flipped, the compass went 180, and my life was completely changed forever.
And that was from the DMT. That was the bit, was it, that got that opened, I think, that gateway?
The DMT was a catalyst for the only thing I could call it is a cosmic baptism, really. Just an absolute, like, God came over and just, boom, hit me with this thunderbolt, you know? Wow. Her thunderbolt.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Just, can you give me your interpretation of integration? Because I hear that word a lot. Yeah. And I've been through some hot water rebirthing recently and was told to integrate. And that just involved me just crying by myself in the gym. So I'd love to know what that means to you and how people can integrate, because I'm not quite sure what that means.
Mm. Yeah, integration is, you know, I'll say it like this. We host what's called a sacred embodiment retreat. So I'd say that embodiment and integration are really two of the same, right? Are one and the same. They both incorporate bringing the energies that we can touch, experience, feel, achieve, have come over us while we're in these astral realms, right? Whether it's through plant medicine, through breath work, through an intense experience of any kind, taking that and bringing it into the body, right? Bringing it into the body. And there's many ways to do this. The best way is being in nature, right? Being, your feet are in the grass, you're feeling the breeze, you're having sunshine, you're drinking plenty of water, you're eating healthy food. And then a next piece to this would be journaling your experience, right? Journaling your experience, not trying to wrap your mind around it and have a busy mind where we're trying to, oh my God, maybe this meant that. What happened here? Trying to hold on to it and put the monkey mind to work on it. But allowing for the experience to catalyze and crystallize in the body, right? Because whether we think we remember what we experienced or not, oftentimes the thinking mind will not be able to remember everything. Our memories are super flawed, believe it or not, in all areas of life, but especially in the astral realms, right? But our subconscious and our body remembers it. Right? The 40,000 mirror neurons in the heart, all the ecosystem in the gut, and our intuition, our subconscious, which is 4 billions of bits of information per second compared to a few hundred of the conscious mind. It's integrating that into the body, right? And anybody who's worked with plant medicine many times or done a lot of breath work, you know, we'll have these experiences like, oh my God, I can't wait to remember this. And then you forget it, right?
Yeah.
But over time, I love this quote by Daniel Schmidt. It says, the perfume of the divine lingers more as one journeys along their path, right? So the more that we have these experiences and integrate them, the more that we are going to embody, which is the true remembrance, right? If somebody has an intense and powerful experience that may have seemed negative, right? I always say there's no such thing as a bad trip. There's only good trips, right? They all bring you into deeper understanding of something in your life, right? Something, it's there to teach you something. It's never just for nothing, right? But seeing a therapist, seeing some type of talk therapist or hypnotherapist or NLP practitioner to help you to frame it differently, right? Having support, having community around you is very important. Not being alone. We're not creatures that are meant to be alone. We're meant to be creatures that are meant to be in community, in tribe. So all these things together, support group, someone to support you through your experience, help you go deeper into the experience. A coach, right? And a breathwork coach is someone that guides you through the experience and then says, let's break it down more deeply. What is this trying to tell you? And then asks the right questions for you to then come to these discoveries and these understandings by yourself, right? So practically applying what you experience and learn through plant medicine, through breath work, That's integration, bringing it into your life in a really practical way. I would sum that up as integration.
Yeah, okay, interesting. Yeah, I like the idea of being barefoot in nature and the journaling. That's yeah, really good actually. Yeah, and a lot of people were saying the same thing, drink a lot of water. So yeah, it's common themes.
Take care of yourself. Love yourself.
Yeah.
Salt baths. Yeah, good
Salt
food.
baths, yeah. No, very nice. Okay, let's talk a bit about breath space. We'll circle back to some more of your stuff because I'm keen to pick your
For
brains a
sure.
bit more. But what made you decide to come and work with Breath Space? What was it?
Yeah, well, I know Dan Vadnais very well.
Okay.
Zen Life Dan. He's a good friend of mine. And he introduced the idea to me. And I'm pretty much on board with almost everything until it gives me a reason not to be, right? I say, you know, Dan, let's do it. Yeah, sure. You know, if it's an app I can put content on and do some amazing things, that's something that's lacking in my life, right? And there's great apps out there that I am on, great websites, but something that's more personalized, something that can share more and have more deeper connection with the participants, that's amazing. And so that's a really big piece of why I am a part of Breath Space, is because it's like you're working with family instead of and tribe instead of just some number on their website, right? And I love that. And that's a perk that you and I have, that being these founding facilitators, if you will. And I really see the integrity of Josh and Travis and Dan moving forward. I see them holding that and carrying that, no matter if there's 10,000 members, 1 million members, 50 members straight from the jump. I see them carrying that energy and continuing that energy of family, you know, vibes, tribe vibes, and not just having a totally, you know, with 20 million members where it gets a little washed out.
You're right. Hadn't actually thought about it like that because and for people listening, Dan's YouTube channel is I think it's DMT Beats, which is very, very cool. You should check that out.
I think it's Breathwork Beats now.
Breathwork Beats, thank you. Thank you, Ben. And then we've got Josh and Travis, which are the kind of CEO and COO of this Breath Space app, which depending on when you're listening to this, is either about to come out or has already come out. And I hadn't thought about it like that actually, Ben. You know, there's that piece around we're not, I don't feel like I've never thought, oh, I've just joined a corporation here. I'm working with some really cool people. I get to talk to people like you now as well, which is really cool. So yeah, I'm super excited. I think this is going to be a really big deal in the wellness space. And I'm just super grateful because I'm getting time with these people like you and having a chat and picking your brains, which is also very cool. So where do we go from here? What are you working on now? So when people come to work with you, what is it? You mentioned earlier, you said something around retreats. So are you doing stuff online? Can you just give us people a flavor of what sort of things you're kind of up to?
Sure, yeah. So we actually have a lot going on right now. Second half of the year is wild. We're opening a wellness center here in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Whoa.
So we'll have the yoga studio and a health spa, as well as coaching, mentorship, a chiropractor, you name it. So that's happening in my real world life, right here on Earth. But online, we're doing a lot of really cool things. I'd say my main offering, especially in the world of breath work, is a breath work facilitator training. I'm teaching people techniques that I've developed over the years, including dynamic breath work, sonic neural breath work. And we really focus on the foundations of breath work, relaxing techniques to help people drop it in their nervous system, activating techniques for immune boosting, longevity, vitality, and then freedom techniques, which is the techniques that help us to have that non-ordinary state into free trauma. So I try to pack as much value as I can as possible, so people are have like three trainings in one, if you will,
Nice.
because I had to go to, you know, three or four trainings and spend $20,000 or whatever to get to this point. And it's always been my intention to accelerate the pace of growth for everyone, and really it's me just holding on to the wave that's accelerating the pace, right? The collective consciousness is just growing and expanding and expanding. So if we can equip people with more tools, faster and more efficiently, I think that that's great. So that's my intention. And it's a 6-week online training. We've had about 75 students graduate, and many of them are just absolutely crushing it, bringing so much value to the world. In fact, one of my students was telling me the other day about how he's working with a paraplegic man, and how this man can't move his arms, right, or legs. And so he started in relaxing techniques, and we through the curriculum, we work our way up from relaxing to activating to freedom techniques. And once he does sonic neural breath work, halfway through the practice, he opens his arms up, right? His arms just naturally start to move and open and start to flex out and expand. And first time he's moved his arms like that in years.
Whoa. Right?
It's incredible to see. Once we go into the trance state, it's miraculous. I could talk about this all day. The body just begins to heal itself. And not saying this guy had full motion of his arms afterward, but for him to be able to move those arms consciously and intentionally was just incredible to hear. And then, you know, him working on getting him to stand up and even walk now, as he's working with a naturopathic doctor, a good friend of mine. Just incredible, these things that are taking place through breath work. But I digress. We have the breath work facilitator training, and then we do retreats. Right now, I'm focusing on men's retreats in Austin, Texas. They're called the Peaceful Warrior Brotherhood. And we do some amazing things. We do a lot of breath work, Qigong, ice baths, sauna. We do workouts. We simulate hunts. We go hiking into different areas and do some really, really awesome warrior practices. We do martial arts, self-defense, and all while being super nurtured by one another. The spaces that we rent are incredible. Out in nature in Austin, it's beautiful there. And then I do coaching. I do one-on-one coaching with people. I bring people through a 6-week or 12-week program, and the results that we've seen with that are insane. People going from, I have no idea what to do with my life, I have no idea what my destiny is, to 6 weeks or 12 weeks later, to their life being, them being on a rocket ship, basically, just straight toward their destiny, straight toward their purpose. Everything else is left by the wayside. They lose their job that they no longer like. They lose their relationships they no longer like. And it's very important to have a coach during those times, because it could feel like your whole world is falling apart.
Right? Yeah.
But really, life is just beginning, right? So those are my offerings. That's what I love to offer. And I absolutely love working with people. And we're really excited about the breathwork facilitator trainings. They're growing. And if we can have more boots on the ground during this great transition in consciousness, which that's a whole nother conversation, right? As we move into new densities and new paradigms of consciousness, the more boots on the ground, the better. So,
Yeah, beautiful. Cool. And we'll obviously put the links below. So that's a good thing about these breath casts, is people get to listen to different instructors and resonate with certain people and think, oh, I want to do more with them. So if anyone's listening or watching this now, we'll put all of Ben's details down below so you can find out more. I want to talk about sonic neural breath work then. So what is that? What can you break it up for me a little bit and tell me what you'd expect in one of those sessions?
Yeah. So sonic neural breath work is what I call deep dive experience. Mm-hmm. It's in the category of freedom techniques because it frees energy from the body. There's really two intentions with sonic neural breath work. One is to free pent up energy from the body. And whether that's energy from your last week's really hard work week, right? Or a long day at work, and maybe there's some bitterness or a little bit of grudge going around the office or something like that, that you just need to let go of, right? Release. Or it could be childhood trauma that you have no idea is stuck in the body, right? Either way, once we go into trance state and activate the superconscious through breathing, the body will innately and immediately heal itself, right? In many different ways, whether that's physically or emotionally. So releasing that energy from the body is the first intention. The second intention is experiencing the true self. Because the true self is the self that's beyond this 3D thinking mind that's getting things done, right? We're not human doers, we're human beings, right? So And I have to constantly remind myself of this, right? Because I like getting things done. Like I'm here in the third dimension with everyone else. Even after all the work I've done, it's like consistent. Anyway, it allows for us to experience the self beyond the self. I say the capital S self is beyond the smaller self, right? And so it gives you this superior experience of what it means to be you, right? Of what it means to be you. And these are two very, very important things to experience as a human being, our spiritual being having a human experience. And we get there through one music, a certain kind of music, a certain pattern of music. It starts very earthy, very grounded, very drum inspired, very rhythmic. And then it brings you up into these higher realms where it's very astral and very big and very bold and loud. And then it brings you back down into these really beautiful earth tones and relaxing, gentle rhythms and mantras that really settle you back down into the body. And we do a certain kind of breathing. It's called diaphragmatic, circular diaphragmatic breathing. And it sounds like this all through the mouth, right? And eventually at that 10 to 12 minute mark, you're going to go from breath work to breath play. There's going to be a switch that flips every single time to where the breath starts to breathe you instead of you breathing the breath.
Yeah.
And once that happens, you've entered into trance state and you are on your hero's journey. You're on your journey for the rest of the track. For the rest of the track, I tell people they can breathe fast, slow, they can hold their breath on the inhale or the exhale. It's up to you. The thing is, your body knows exactly what it needs to do. Once the thinking mind gets out of your way, the body does whatever it needs to do. It's about letting the thinking mind dissolve, right? And the ego is a big part of that. So as you're going that 10 or 12 minutes, the ego is going to be telling you all these reasons why you should stop. This is pointless. Breath work is stupid. Yada, 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 right? And the mantra is just keep breathing, just keep breathing, just keep breathing. And as I was saying earlier, the results that we've seen from it are just incredible.
Cool, man. I need to come and check one of those out. I'll have to
Yeah.
jump on an online. I always love to try different types of breath work. Yeah, no, that's really interesting, isn't it? About quieting the mind down a little bit. I've definitely been through that a few times. I want to just pick your brains a bit on Qigong. You've mentioned that twice, I think, already. It's my new little obsession. I haven't really done any formal training yet, but I'd love to just get your thoughts on what it is, what the benefits are of it, why it exists. Just kind of your kind of helicopter view of Qigong.
For sure. So I just have to say, I'm certainly not an expert in Qigong. I would still consider myself very much so a beginner in Qigong. From what I understand about Qigong, it's energy cultivation, right? And I would attribute this same quality to yoga asana, to breath work, right? We're all cultivating energy in some way, shape, or form. Qigong, I love because just like yoga asana, it creates a breath body connection. So
Yes.
as I'm moving in, when we connect the breath and the body, something really beautiful happens. And it's almost like we become one finally with our bodies
Yeah.
instead of, shallow high breaths and moving and doing. It's like slow the breath down, connect with your body with your breath and your body with your movement, and then just notice how much aligned, more aligned you feel,
Yeah.
right? And so for me, that energy cultivation, I like to practice a certain style that my brother taught me. I believe it's called like Tiger Qigong. It's pretty intense, but you're really like flexing your muscles and like pushing energy out. And then I notice at the end after like that workout,
Like that.
right? And then there's another one where you pull the bow back and you let it go, and then do it on the other side,
Cool.
and then my body is super, it's as light as a feather afterward. And so I just feel light, right? So if I'm feeling heavy, a great Qigong flow is so good for that. But I'm studying that and this sexual kung fu that's very popular
Oh,
now.
tell me about that. What is that?
It's like a, I don't want to call it tantra, but sexual kung fu, like Montauk Chia brought it to the West. And it is, I guess you'd consider it a tantric practice, but it's primarily has to do with semen retention.
Mm-hmm.
And the semen retention allows for you to really have a lot more energy in your body and in your mind. And it, Corey, it's congruent with Qigong. So they go together, right? So you'd have to get this book. It's called Taoist Secrets of Lovemaking.
Okay, right. We'll hop on Amazon after this.
Yeah, Taoist Secrets of Love.
Love it.
Cultivating Male Sexual Energy.
Fantastic.
And ladies, it's great for you too, I'm sure. There's many different practices, of course, that you probably already intuitively know of, and we have to read books because we're silly apes.
Exactly. And when we're talking retention, are we talking like a couple of hours? What are we talking here?
Talking full retention, so no ejaculation.
What I'm saying is, how long are we talking here? Like,
forever.
Now I'm
That's
out.
What the book says. That's what the book says. Yeah, I know. For a Westerner, that's pretty far fetched.
Yeah.
But it's a really interesting book. It goes into detail on you know, every drop of semen lost is
energy is lost. Oh, you're not joking. He's really saying that book, it's a forever thing. Yes. Oh wow, shit. Okay.
And channeling the energy up into your higher consciousness, right?
Yeah,
so that
it's
like you're full, supercharged with energy.
Interesting. Yeah, probably won't be doing that one, but might
not that Qigong.
Not that Qigong. No, but I do like the idea of tense, and because again, I'm way, way newer than you. I'm just trying to play with it at the minute. And I'm just like you said, I'm loving that breath body connection. To me, I was like, whoa, this takes breathing to the next level for me. There's just something like, this was the missing key when it comes to your breath, is getting
the
body
moving.
Yeah.
Have you done yoga asana? Has that been something that you've done before?
No, I've not come across that. No, I need to check that out then. Is that similar then? That's what more dramatic moves.
I would say yoga asana is the movement of yoga. Yoga means union. There's eight limbs of yoga. One of them is breath, pranayama. Mm-hmm. But yoga asana is a really awesome practice that connects the breath and body.
Mm.
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
Vinyasa, Ashtanga. There's so many different styles of yoga asana. And I recommend vinyasa for people that are new to it because it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary move is called a sun salutation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just super simple, easy, beautiful practice that connects the breath and body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you if they want to connect more?
Yeah. So online, connectandevolve.com. That's my website, connectandevolve, one word. And then I'm connectandevolve on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Ben Holt_music on Instagram as well as my music page. And yeah, you can find all my goodies from there.
Cool, man. Just a couple of last hit questions for you. Easy ones. But just I'm trying to build up a bit of a rhythm with people now. I've tried it with Travis and Josh yesterday. What's, other than the semen retention book you've just mentioned, what's one book you'd give to a friend about breath work or wellness in general? You know, you pick. It doesn't have to be breath work.
Breath by James Nestor is amazing. That's a really good initiation into breath work. That's probably what everybody else you talk to will recommend to. It's a good gold standard. I love Autobiography of a Yogi. Mm-hmm. And then books that he'll also like recommend either directly or indirectly, Yogananda. And one of them, Kriya Yoga, talks about Kriya Yoga, which has some really amazing breathwork techniques in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I my kind of universal recommendation for people is The Untethered Soul, also by Michael Singer,
mm-hmm.
Very beautiful spiritual book. And then Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza is an amazing book. And for my gentlemen out there, The Way of the Superior Man by David Data is a really, really awesome book, especially if you're in a relationship.
I would be checking those out. Thank you. And if you are stuck in an elevator with somebody and they say, what do you do? Breath work. What's breath work? What's your elevator pitch for what breath work is?
Well, I would take the first 15 seconds to recommend they breathe with me and take a deep
Nice.
Breath.
That's smart. Yeah.
Through the nose, hold it at the top. Sigh it out. And then just ask them how they feel. Nine people out of 10 will say, wow, I feel better. It's the deepest breath I've taken in a long time. Say, that's breath work.
Yeah. I like it. Good. Yeah. I like that answer because it's like getting people to feel it as opposed to telling them it. No, fantastic. And then last question then, it would be, what one practice would you take with you on a desert island? What one breathing practice?
Oh, my goodness. On a desert island?
Yeah.
I would do sonic neural breath work because I'd be trying to transport myself off that island.
Nice.
Or just enjoy it and find the beauty in it, right? Something that allows for me to experience the vastness of my true nature. Mm. That's what I would do. I would take sonic neural breath work.
Cool, man. Cool. Any last words before we call it a day?
No, I just want to say thank you, Mike, and appreciate you so much, bro, and really excited about everything going on in breath space. And yeah, really excited to drop in deeper with you, hopefully in person soon.
Yes, that I was going to say exact same thing. Hopefully I'll be coming to the US at some point next year and hanging out with all of you, doing some sort of breath space retreat of some sort. And and look forward to connecting with you more, mate. And thank you for your time. And everybody listening, make sure you pop down below in the show notes, go and click on Ben's links and connect with him further and get involved in some of his wonderful breath work. Ben, thank you very much for your time. And everyone, thank you for watching. Cheers.
Thank you, brother. Cheers, guys.
I hope you enjoyed that podcast episode. I need you to do just one thing for me. If you got any value from the episode, please click on the link in the show notes or down below in the video description and go on over to the Breath Source. Come and join me on the Breath Source app. Me and all these other wonderful breathwork instructors, you can get started for free today. We've put our life, our heart, our soul into this app. There's retreats in there you can go on. There's teacher training. There's every breathing exercise you can think of, all taught by their own breathwork instructors with their own flavors and modalities and training and experiences. Come for me and find Jesse or find Kat or find Travis or find one of these wonderful human beings in there and come and play with the breath with us. So the link is down below. I hope to see you on there. This podcast, the Breathcast, is also in there. Ed Harold's Life with Breath podcast is also in there as well. So we want to make a place for you where you can find our breathing exercises that are on YouTube, as well as new stuff, as well as live stuff, as well as new breath friends, a real community, a real hub for breathing. So I'm so excited about this. I cannot wait to see you in the app. The link is down below. And I will see you over on the Breath Source in 2 seconds. I'm going to hold my breath and I'm going to wait for you. Go, click on the link. Have you clicked it yet? Hurry up. Please. See you on the Breath Source. Cheers.